Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, ample sunshine expected. High temperatures reach up to 90. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 61. High of 89. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Slight chance for storms. Sunday, high of 86. 84, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, 66.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. An investigation underway after an Overland Park man suffered life-threatening injuries in an intentional wreck. Brandon Dixon reports.
Cops say the single car crash happened Thursday morning in the area of westbound I-70 and Carlson Road west of Topeka. Investigators say 38-year-old Zuzuko Marquez had been driving his pickup on the interstate when he intentionally veered off the road to the right. State troopers said Marquez continued to drive through the ditch for a lengthy distance before he hit a concrete ditch. Marquez was not wearing a seatbelt at the time and is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries.
A vehicle pursuit ended with two in custody after Jackson County Sheriff's deputies assisted the Kansas Highway Patrol Thursday mid-morning. A Kansas state trooper attempted to conduct a traffic stop. The vehicle eventually stopped on L Road south of K-16 Highway. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $380,000 has been awarded to 40 Kansas counties in the first round of Rural Opportunity Zone local marketing grants. The funds are intended to help counties market the unique Rural Opportunity Zone financial incentives that are available to new residents. Counties that have annually contributed and supported the matching requirement of the program will receive between $5,000 and $15,000 to better support and promote their programs, and funding will assist the counties and local partner organizations as they develop customized marketing strategies that are best suited for their communities. Tolan said the Rural Opportunity Zone marketing grant will provide support to showcase each community's potential to be that perfect place for someone relocating to Kansas. The awarded funds can be used for initiatives such as creating or improving a community's Rural Opportunity Zone marketing approach to highlight the opportunities for relocation, creating a new promotional relocation video, and supporting a talent recruitment campaign at colleges and universities. Director of the Office of Rural Prosperity, Tricia Purden, said communities will now have the financial resources to market their rural communities to people looking to move to rural Kansas. The awards are granted based on the county's annual sponsorship of the Rural Opportunity Zone. Summer is ending, however, there's no end in sight to law enforcement's crackdown on impaired driving. So this Labor Day holiday, the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Drive to Zero Coalition, and law enforcement are urging drivers to think twice before driving drunk or high. Enforcement for the If You Feel Different, You Drive Different, Drive High, Get a DUI safety campaign started on August 14th and will run through September 2nd. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, 67 people died in 2023 in Kansas crashes involving an alcohol-impaired driver. And while this was a decrease from 95 deaths in 2022, people sustaining serious injuries and alcohol-related crashes increased last year. Those convicted of impaired driving will face stiff penalties, hefty financial consequences, and time in jail. So you should take charge, designate a sober driver, use ride shares, take public transportation, or stay home. The Drive to Zero Coalition is spreading the word about education and enforcement mobilization to help reduce impaired driving crashes and fatalities, with Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, saying that the bottom line is that if you're impaired, you should not be driving because you place yourself, your occupants, and anyone else you encounter along the road at risk. And remember, every DUI victim is someone's loved one. The Kansas Department of Transportation has closed the eastbound driving lane on I-70 near mile marker 117 in Trigo County, and this closure is necessary because of safety concerns regarding the structure carrying 150th Avenue over the interstate. The bridge has been hit numerous times by above-height loads and is currently closed to traffic. A project to remove the bridge is planned for this fall, and the speed limit has been reduced to 60 miles per hour through this area of I-70. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Kevin Zimmer at 785-261-6132, or you can email kevin.zimmer@ks.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Gear up for a safe school year with Norton County Hospital and Clinics. Whether walking, biking, or riding the bus, stay visible and follow safety rules. Pack smart to avoid strain and focus on healthy habits like hand washing, staying hydrated, and reaching for healthy snacks. Don't forget plenty of sleep for success. Norton County Hospital and Clinics wishes you a safe, successful, and healthy school year ahead.
The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just after 10 a.m. on Thursday in Norton County, a 2001 Ford Explorer, driven by 29-year-old Melanie A. Cotton of Lenora, was southbound on U.S. 283, 2.5 miles south of Norton. The SUV traveled off of the roadway to the right, returned to the road, crossed the center line, and the driver then overcorrected, and the SUV rolled multiple times, coming to rest in the northbound lane. EMS transported a passenger identified as 20-year-old Cinque R. Montez of Lenora to the Norton County Hospital, where he died. EMS also transported Melanie Cotton and a second passenger, 75-year-old Betty L. Cotton of Lenora, to the Norton County Hospital. Montez was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just after 8:30 p.m. on Thursday in Phillips County, a 2009 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by 18-year-old Hayden J. Gottstein of Logan was westbound on Kansas 9, approximately 6 miles west of U.S. 183, when the motorcycle struck a deer that entered the roadway. The motorcycle came to rest in the eastbound lane facing south, and EMS transported Gottstein to the Phillips County Hospital. He was not wearing a helmet, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Meeting that was held on Tuesday, August 13th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Amy Levine. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Curtis Evely, Dale Jacobson, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Amy Levine, the Administrative Assistant, and the July meeting minutes were approved. The Director, Mr. Goslin, provided a child care update regarding project proposals, nonprofit advancements, and relegation of decision-making, and advised that progress was being made on a location, and the details of which are still being refined. Regarding the East Site development, Dallas notified the board that the easement deed has been resolved and that they were only waiting for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's approval to move forward. He also advised that he had an engineering meeting relative to the East Site development and that soon they would be opening requests for proposals. The director then notified the board that the reorganization of the Norton Development Corporation has been completed. Dallas advised the board that he has plans to secure architect funding relative to the proposed child care facility. And finally, there was a discussion regarding the NRP, or Neighborhood Revitalization Plan, in which Dallas advised the board that he and Aaron Hale had an informational presentation where they explained the program and its details with the USD 211 school board. Continued conversations with other taxation districts will occur. With no questions regarding the director's report and no further business to conduct, The meeting was adjourned at 6:21 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA's latest annual look at farmland values point to another year-over-year rise. But what does this signal about land value strength? Rod Bain has the details.
Farm real estate values continue to increase year over year.
We're looking at an increase of $200 an acre over last year to an average of $4,170.
Up 5% year over year, according to USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer. When land and buildings on farms are broken down by cropland and pasture land.
Look at cropland value. We're talking the average land value up to $5,570 an acre from $5,320 the year before. That's an increase of $250 an acre.
That's a 4.7% increase from 2023. Pasture land values rose $90 from the previous year. That 5.2% increase from last year reflects an average of $1,830 per acre. Meyer says while increased farmland values in 2024 are strong in the context of lower commodity prices and perceived unfavorable margins for this year's crops, they are not as strong as prior years. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And the average farm real estate value for Illinois in 2024 is $8,700 per acre, including the value of land and buildings. That is 3.3% higher than the adjusted 2023 acreage of $8,420, third highest increase since 2015. With that 3.3% increase in the average farm and real estate value from 2023 to this year, the average Illinois farm real estate value for 2024 was 17% higher than the 2015 value of $7,430 10 years ago. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Upper-level high pressure is staying parked over the southern plains and into the Gulf Coast states. That's allowing just enough leeway for a little activity across Kansas today and into Sunday. A few showers or thunderstorms will be possible this afternoon and into tonight. High pressure with warm but drier air will drop in from the northern plains. Daytime highs will be about average for most of the state this weekend, except for the southwest counties where it will stay fairly hot. Showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, and a few storms with damaging wind may pop up in our western through the southern and central counties. On the map, upper-level high pressure is set up over the southwest and covering most of the southern plains where it stays hot and humid, but it's just far enough south to allow a somewhat drier and slightly cooler high pressure system to get into Kansas over the weekend. Showers and thunderstorms will be possible this afternoon and evening behind a cold front. With a surface low over the panhandles, a few storms may get to severe levels from the west central through the southern counties. Then on Saturday, a high pressure ridge from the northern plains will get down into our area. It's a drier air mass, and that should keep the humidity down for our eastern and central counties. Near average daytime highs for most of the state through the weekend and fair weather for Saturday and Sunday, but our southwest counties will be the hot spot, highs still getting into the upper 90s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low 90s, overnight we're in the low 60s. Upper 80s north central, tonight mid-60s, low to mid-90s in the northeast counties, and tonight mid to upper 60s. For the southwest, mid to upper 90s for the afternoon and low 60s overnight. Mid to upper 90s south central, tonight we're in the upper 60s and low 70s. And the southeast counties, upper 90s with low 70s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But sometimes we don't see what's right in front of us. Victory over cancer is in front of us. Right now, cancer research is saving lives. Cancer research, funded by the V Foundation, is leading to new discoveries and new treatments, and ultimately, one day, victory over cancer. Right now, one out of every two men and one out of every three women will get cancer in their lifetime. Now is your moment. You may save someone you love. The V Foundation has the skill, the speed, and the strength to achieve victory over cancer. Because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at v.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.